You guys still have faith in this Jim Bates defense?
Absolutely. I mean, he's been in the league for a long time, running the same thing for a long time. It's produced some really, really good defenses. And our defense isn't bad. It's not far from where it needs to be. It's just we need to step up at important times and be true to our responsibilities.
Something Amon Gordon was mentioning was that the defensive meeting was constructive criticism today. How much did that help?
Absolutely. I think, getting on us is one thing, but correcting the things that need correcting is more important. It's not a lack of effort. It's not laziness. It's none of those things are a problem. It's just being smart and people not always knowing exactly what they need to do. So we're going to get that corrected for the coming week.
What needs to be done, you think? Is it just kind of maybe shoring up some tackles, missed assignments? What do you think?
I think missed tackles are part of the problem, but it's a lot of missed assignments. Just people need to get more familiar, and I mean, I think responsibility falls on us as players to get more familiar with the defense and make the plays that we're expected to make.
I mean, making tackles now in this league, you should know how to do it by now, I think, right?
Really? Oh, we know how to make tackles, and they know how to break tackles. So it's everybody in the league is good players, and we have the fundamentals down. Just we need to execute a little better.
Could you have gone yesterday if they'd asked you to go?
Absolutely. I mean, I dressed, so I imagine coach wouldn't waste the roster spot on somebody who definitely couldn't play. So I dressed and I just didn't get the opportunity.
Knowing your position, how much are you kind of looking forward to maybe this game? Knowing that Paige airs it out, knowing he's going to throw it down here.
Well, I mean, when I got here, that was the first question I asked was, do you think you were drafted to stop Peyton Manning? And whether I was or I wasn't, it's important. That's why we're all here, is to knock off the champs, and we want to be the champs, so we got to beat the champs.
So do you think you are?
I think I can do a lot more than that. So it's definitely part of the reason why they brought us here is to shore up the pass defense.
Tony, do you think you'll do it from corner or safety? I mean, with John banged up, I mean, you've had some experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, I imagine through the course of the game, I'll probably end up playing a few different positions. So I look forward to the opportunity.
I mean, you've been in the NFL a few years now. I mean, are the Colts the ultimate challenge in terms of the pass offense?
Yeah, they're the best pass offense in the league, maybe ever. I mean, they've broken a lot of records, and Peyton's as good as they get as far as quarterbacks, and their receivers and tight ends are as good as they get. So they're the best pass offense in the league, and we feel like we have the best pass defense, so we're looking forward to matching up.
Shaney said John's going to have his MRI. Has he talked to you about how he feels?
Oh, John's feeling good. I mean, I talked to him today, and he said he's feeling better than he expected, so we're optimistic.
So you think he feels like he's going to play?
I can't speak for John, but, I mean, he said
he's out of the lineup. I mean, he talks about the missing tackles, and he's, you know, that's what he's known for, is making those tackles. If he's out of the lineup, does that put more pressure on you guys to just wrap up?
He's a Pro Bowl player, so if you lose that type of talent, it definitely puts more pressure on the rest of the defense. Something that we welcome. We're looking forward to this opportunity to bounce back.
Statement?
Oh, well, the rest of the league is finding out what we've known is he has the talent to be one of the best receivers in this league. And he had that talent last year, just didn't put it all together. I think he's matured a little bit this offseason, and it's showing on the field.
What are the receivers would you compare him to?
I don't know. I've heard a lot of comparisons. I can't make one, to be honest with you. He's a talented guy, and he's a player all by himself. So he's Brandon Marshall.
From facing off against him one-on-one so often in practice, what's the difference between him now versus when he first got here?
Well, the difference between practice and the games is facing off against him one-on-one is he catches the ball in the games. He's against us out here. He gets no catches. So I think a lot of the defensive backs around here deserve some of the credit for the way he's playing. Is he goes out there and he faces talent that's not as good as what he faces every day. So to be honest with you, we're proud of what he's been able to accomplish, and we take a little credit.
I mean, how personally do you guys take the success passing against the Broncos? I mean, as DBs. I mean, obviously it's not one person. Uh-huh. It's everyone, and they've done it against a lot of people, like you said. But, I mean, is it something that kind of sticks in your guys' collective crawl a little bit?
It's our responsibility, and it's a new team each year. So I take no responsibility for the things that happened before I was here, but and the other time we played the Colts, they did Tiger the whole game, and I didn't play at all. So, I mean, up until now, I haven't had my opportunity. Short of a preseason game my rookie year, I haven't had my opportunity to play against them, so I'm looking forward to it.
In the second half last year when they aired it out a little bit, I mean, Wayne had that huge half, they didn't really go three three wides too much?
Nope. Stoke was hurt, and they didn't have any faith in the guy that they had behind him, so they went tight ends the entire game.
Thanks.
As a defense, is it easier to do your job on the road when the crowd gets real quiet for the offense?
Definitely. It makes it a little easier, but the crowd noise home makes it harder on the offense also. So I think we have more of an advantage at home, but as far as communication is concerned, it's easier on the road.
Appreciate it, Fox.